Okay, well done everyone. Like I said, it's an experiment. We're never going to know it's going to work properly until we actually do it. It's just something that happens. You'll find out what went on later, but we did hear Tim. So a couple of things that's really important. So in the amateur radio world, you've actually made some history here at Sandringham School today, because for the first time ever, a British radio amateur has spoken to the International Space Station and a British astronaut. So Jessica, I think you did a wonderful job. Well done. Okay, and Jessica was ably helped by her two other friends who also sat and passed their first amateur radio exam just before Christmas. So a big hand of applause to Emma and Polly. There's not much left for us to do, but before I go, I would like to say a little bit of thanks to everybody. So first of all, I would like to say thank you very much to the UK Space Agency and to ESA for letting us be part of Tim Peake's mission. We're very proud of that. We have a number of other possible contacts coming up in the coming months, so watch out for us, and we'll hopefully hear a little bit more of Tim, and if we're lucky, we might actually get to see him as well. A big thank you to Goonhilly Earth Station, to Kinetic, to Satellite Applications Catapult for the dish at Goonhilly. Did anyone note the times or the distances? For which dish? Okay, anybody note it for the Land Rover, the local dish? Okay. When this works, what we would actually see is the Goonhilly dish would pick up the signal far greater distance compared to the 1.2 metre dish. Now, I'll leave you to ponder that and think about it, and maybe talk with your physics teachers and everybody else as well, as to why a big dish gives a much better performance than a small dish. I also want to thank AMSAT UK and the Radio Society of Great Britain. All of us, the large majority of us here, are actually members of AMSAT, which is the amateur satellite community that design, build, operate amateur satellites in space. I also want to thank all of you, because I think you did a brilliant job. You've done some wonderful work on space and STEM, and I think you should be congratulated on that. But importantly, I also want to say a very big thank you to Mr. Gray and all of his staff. I think the enthusiasm that he's shown has been absolutely phenomenal, and I think a huge thank you to be part of your school today, and well done. So I've used a certain word quite a number of times today, which is the amateur side of it. The only reason we're called amateurs is that professionals get paid. But I hope you sort of appreciate that some of the stuff we've done, radio reception wasn't quite what we wanted, but the fact that we did actually get to hear it was actually something really good, and it's simply down to dedication. Our license actually says a very interesting thing. We're given the license for lifelong, for learning or self-teaching in radio communication techniques. So it's actually a lifelong thing that we keep on doing, and that's really important. What you're doing now is setting the groundwork, and it will continue with you for the rest of your life. But I want you to just ponder one thing. If we're amateurs here, and you decide to go on to your careers in the future, what do you think you could do as a professional? Okay, just ponder that and think about it. But in rounding up and signing off in the traditional amateur radio sense, I'm going to say thank you very much, and 7-3s from the whole of the ARIS UK team. Well done, everybody, and thank you.